All right, ladies, well, welcome, welcome, welcome to day number 13. Tonight we are going to talk about the power of your atmosphere. This is so huge because atmosphere is so important. We are either drawing people to us or drawing people away from us with our atmosphere and how we carry ourselves. So I'm going to go ahead and say tonight's affirmation. I hope that you guys have your affirmation in front of you and that you guys are saying this more than one time throughout your day. So the affirmation for tonight is simply, my atmosphere is conducive to where I am going. Everywhere I go, I adjust the atmosphere simply by showing up because I am I am in constant contact with God. My energy is vibrating high, and my atmosphere is conducive to where I am going. I'm going to say that one more time. My atmosphere is conducive to where I am going. Everywhere I go, I adjust the atmosphere simply by showing up because I am in constant contact with God. I want you to think about that sentence. Everywhere I go, I adjust the atmosphere simply by showing up. Just your very being, when you walk into a room, you should be able to turn heads simply by you just showing up. And it has nothing to do with your physical, well, it does have something to do with your physical appearance, and we will get into that in a couple minutes. But ultimately, it really doesn't have anything to do with what you look like, if you're tall, fat, short, skinny, light skin, dark skin, white, yellow, green, purple, whatever. When you show up to places, you should be adjusting the atmosphere simply by you just showing up because you are in constant contact, conscious contact with God. My energy is vibrating high and my atmosphere is conducive to where I am going. So ladies, on tonight I want to share with you, we are on day number 13. That's big for you ladies that have been diligent and committed to calling in each and every single night. And some of you ladies, I understand you have other obligations and you could not. But I want you to celebrate yourself. Celebrate the fact that you have been taking out these 45 minutes every single day for 13 days straight. That is huge. And everything that we've been talking about, we talked about how to get and stay committed. We talked about developing our vision and our vision statement, our purpose, controlling our thoughts, talking about the power of people and the people that we allow in our space, even going through some forgiveness and meditation and moving our body, getting our houses clean, learning how to pray, learning how to manage our time, and writing down our goals. When you really do all of these things, when you take the action, these actions, you are creating a new world for yourself. I want you to think about that. When you're writing down your dreams, you're writing down your goals, and you're meditating and you're praying every day, things are going to begin to change in your life. You're going to start shifting the atmosphere. And people may start acting different towards you because they see the change in you. And I want you to know that that is okay. That is more than okay. Do not let other people talk you out of your new life. You've come too far for that. You've come way too far to allow somebody else that is noticing the change within you. And oftentimes people can say, oh, she's acting funny, or she's acting different, or she doesn't come hang out with us anymore. Don't let any of those comments stop you. If you get those comments, or if you are getting those comments, and when you get those comments, take that as a clear indication that you are on the right track. You do not want to bring your old energy into your new world. I'm going to say that again. You do not want to take your old energy into this brand new world that you are creating. That is something to celebrate. That is something to truly celebrate because you are literally creating a new world. So I want to go ahead and go down the points that I have for you ladies on tonight, I want you to think about atmosphere before I get started. If you take out, if you have an ice tray in the freezer and the ice, the water was in there, so now it's frozen and it's ice cubes in there. If you take that ice tray out and you sit it on your countertop, just sit it there for 30 minutes, and you come back and you look at it, the substance is going to change. It's going to go from solid to a liquid form. The substance stays the same. The water stays the same, but it changes form. Why? Because it's changed its atmosphere. And that's what I want to share with you ladies on tonight. When you show up, you can shift people's, you can shift the atmosphere and shift how people treat you, how people respond to you, how people receive you. It's so big. And I know many of us have experienced this on many different levels, but I want to share with you how to keep this thing going. After we've gone through all these days, you guys are creating your vision boards and cleaning up. I want this to be something that goes way far and beyond these 18 days with me during this challenge. So the first point that I want to share with you is your thinking. How you think creates your atmosphere. Your very thoughts are creating your atmosphere. If you are, I know us as women especially, we can sometimes overthink something, and say if we have to have an uncomfortable conversation with someone. But before we get there, we are thinking all this stuff is going to happen. She's going to say this or he's going to say that. And we're thinking all of this stuff before we even show up to have the conversation. And we've completely shifted the atmosphere before we even got in there. So that's the importance of taking the deep breath. I don't just do that just for the sake of this call. This is something that I want you to do on a regular basis. So take some deep breath before you go into a situation that may be a little challenging so you can gain your focus and gain some clarity before you go into that place, because your thoughts are going before you and creating the atmosphere when you show up. The second point that I want us to be conscious of is to always make places better because you were there. And what I mean more specifically is that if you're walking in the grocery store and somebody knocks something off, don't just walk by. Pick it up and put it back where it belongs. If you are in a department store, in a clothing store, and there's clothes just all falling off the rack, take care of it. Yes, you don't work there, and no, you're not getting paid to do that, but make sure you are leaving places better off just because you were there. And I'm telling you, oh, God, it will make you feel amazing because nobody is asking you to do that. And oftentimes when we ask people to do something, especially at a place where they work and it's something outside of their job title, they're like, well, I don't get paid to do that. You be the person that, even though you don't get paid, you want to make sure that this earth is better just because you were here. So always make sure that you make places better simply because you were there. The next point is to, and I want you guys to actually do this. I'm telling you, if you don't do it, you won't see the changes in your life. I want you to write down on your calendar at least for an hour. I want you to take yourself out on a weekly basis. Date yourself, even if you're married. I do this. I'm married 20 years in. Even if you're married, single, divorced, widowed, take yourself on weekly dates. This will allow you to get to know yourself and actually schedule this in on your calendar and keep it as if it is a doctor's appointment. Make sure that you have these weekly date nights with yourself, because we're always changing, we're always evolving. And you want to, it's like we stay up to date on the latest gadgets, the latest social media sites that are coming up, but how often are we staying up to date on ourselves? So take yourself out on weekly dates for at least, at the very least, an hour to get to know yourself as you grow, change, and evolve. The next point is to let things go. I want you to get in the habit of letting things go. I want you to, for my ladies who are not married, I want you to write down all the men that you've been in relationships with and you're no longer in a relationship with them, or you can still be in a relationship with one of them, at least hopefully it's just one of them. But I want you to write down the names of these men, and I want you to write down the lessons that you learned from dating them. Because oftentimes, and this can be with anyone or any situation, not just a date, but a job, a friendship, whatever situations that you've been in that were pretty trying, write them down, gain clarity on what you got out of the situation, express gratitude for it, no matter how bad it was, express gratitude for it, and let it go. If it's over and done, let it go. Because when we carry all this baggage around with us, we are carrying it every single where we go, and people can feel that. People can feel the weight of our stress and the weight of our issues. So I want you guys to actually do that for my single ladies and for my ladies that have gone through situations, like I said, maybe a girlfriend or jobs. Don't carry the burden or don't carry a bad attitude around with you. The next point is people do judge books by their cover. So I want you to dress your book up, meaning you, ladies, do not leave the house with curlers in your hair, with scarves on your head, unless it's a gorgeous head wrap. But you guys know what I'm talking about, just that real quick run to the store. I'm going to just run to the store really quick, and when we think we're not going to see anybody and we see everybody, people do judge you on how you present yourself. So make sure to your financial ability that you have on nice clothes at all times, even when you're just running to the store. I do have one rule of thumb. The only time I will leave the house like without makeup or without like some, you know, my really cute clothes or whatever is if I've just been working out and I'm in gym clothes. That is my only exception that I give to myself. I do not leave the house in my husband's big baggy sweatpants and big T-shirts like I used to do back in the day. You will notice a difference in the way that people treat you simply by the way that you present yourself. The next point for controlling your atmosphere is to get to know your body. Get to know your body. When you know what turns you on, when you know what turns you off, you feel more confident, you feel more sexy, you feel more attractive, you're more approachable. I shared this with you guys the other night that I didn't have my first orgasm until I was 30 years old. And I know that that's not an uncommon thing. A lot of women don't experience that type of pleasure until their late 20s, early 30s. But it was a long time that I was having sex and didn't even know my own body. So get to know your own body so you can shift the atmosphere when you walk into places, because, man, it feels absolutely amazing when you know what turns you on, you know what turns you off, and you feel confident and sexy. The next point is to saturate your atmosphere with the Word of God. This is so huge for you ladies that are still not watching your TV. When the challenge is over, I want to suggest that you, every single time you leave your home, every single time, not just every now and again, but get into the consistent habit of leaving some kind of music on. I often have the Bible playing. I have Bible on CD, and I'll just keep it on repeat. I always, always have the Word of God permeating through my home. It changes everything. It changes everything. Have you ever noticed that if you say you're in a doctor's office, and if you pull out, say, just a regular book, let's say Positive Thinking, The Power of Positive Thinking, and you're sitting in the waiting room, and you pull this book out, and people kind of glance over at it, no big deal, okay, she's over there reading a book. But have you ever been in a crowded room that you weren't in a church and you pulled out a Bible? It changes the atmosphere. People will sit up in their chairs. People will look at you out of the corner of their eye. The Word of God is so powerful. It is so powerful. Even non-believers adjust to the Word of God. The next point is to protect your energy at all times. Do not let people dump on you. I shared this with you the other night. Do not let people just call and dump on you. And if you have someone in your life that's like that and you don't want to break away from them, maybe they're not like that all the time, but most of the time they are, just simply ask them this one question. If they call you all the time with some negative stuff, just stop them right in their tracks and just say, can you tell me one positive thing that happened to you today? And just wait for them. Wait for them to respond. Just give me one positive thing that happened to you today. It's going to stop them in their tracks, and it's going to like shake them up and make them refocus what they're talking about. So you can kind of help people along the way. And if you do that and they are receptive to it, great. If they are not, keep doing it and share with them, listen, girl, I got to keep my own emotions on point. I can't always be your dumping ground. You know, if this is someone that you find valuable enough to keep around in your space. So protect your energy at all times. The next point is to be nice to people. Be nice to people. We don't know what people are going through. We have no, you're going through something right now. I'm going through something right now. Everybody that you see is going through something. Be nice to people. If you can't be nice to people, do your best to put on a smile. And I'm not trying to say go through life faking that everything is okay. But if you are an uncommon woman, which I believe that you are, and you are living from that eagle standpoint that we talked about the other night in meditation, you can override your storms. You can look down on your storms, and even though you might be in a storm, you can still put on your best and be nice to people. You never know what people are going through, and someone just might be that person for you when you're having your day that you need someone to be nice to you. The next point is to ask God to reduce you to love. Love is the highest vibration that there is. Joyce Meyer wrote a book, and it was called, and it is called, Reduce Me to Love. I suggest that book. If anybody has a problem with forgiveness or loving other people, that book is amazing. And so every now and again, I will just say, Lord, reduce me to love. If I feel judgment rising up, if I feel anger rising up, if I feel bitterness rising up, in that moment I say, Lord, reduce me to love. Because when you are reduced to love, you can meet people where they are. And the judgment, the anger, and the bitterness falls away. I'm telling you, it works. I do it often. So ask God to reduce you to love, the highest vibration that there is. The next point is, do not gossip. I'm hoping I have no gossipers on this phone. Do not gossip. It corrupts your being. It corrupts who you are. And more often than not, the very thing that we are talking about, other people, either we've done it, thought about doing it, or we will do it in the future, because we are all pretty much, that I remember hearing, I can't remember who it was. It was a lady that was on Oprah, and she said that we are more alike than we are different. And the older I get, the more I realize that that is so true. So don't talk about people. If you have to get something off of your chest, make sure it's with someone that you trust, someone that loves you unconditionally and is not going to carry that conversation on to someone else. And always remember that the thing that you are gossiping about, you've either done it, thought about doing it, or you will do it in the future. The next point is to invest in yourself. And I'm not just talking about our hair and our nails and our clothes, where all of that is great and it has its place. I'm talking about investing in your mind by buying classes and coaching and going to workshops and going to church and purchasing things that your pastor offers you, the resources that he has in the church. Make sure that you are investing in yourself. Dr. Mike Murdoch says that the anointing that you respect is the anointing that you have access to. That is so big, and I so believe that. I've spent thousands of dollars in coaching programs and products and workshops, and that is why I believe that my business has grown and that my business is prosperous, because I have gained access to the thing that I want the most by investing in myself. When you put your money where your mouth is, it changes everything. You really rise to the occasion. So invest in yourself. The next point is to remain open and cease from saying, oh, I know that. When people say something and our automatic response is, oh, I know. Remember I said, if you're not doing it, you don't know it. You've only heard about it. So when someone shares something with you, refrain from saying, I know, because the moment you say, I know, you close yourself off from learning something new. Immediately you close yourself off from learning something new. The next point is to continuously ask yourself, what do I want? What do I want? Like I said, on your date nights, you're not always going to be on your date nights with yourself, but it's such a powerful question to ask while you're at work or in your business or in your church, in your relationships. Always ask yourself. We're always walking into a room and saying, honey, can I get you something to drink? Honey, do you need something? What about you? Don't forget to ask yourself on a regular basis, what do I want? The next point is to look around your home and get rid of anything that's in your physical space that you are no longer enjoying. If it's something that if you have plans to buy brand new living room furniture or a bedroom set, I would invite you to take some major action and get rid of it immediately. I shared this in a class that I did, and one woman, she said that she had a couch that she had and she was holding on to it because she couldn't afford to get another one anytime soon. She didn't see anytime soon that she would be able to get a new couch. Her cat had peed on it and everything. She said it smelled really bad. And when she got rid of it, it was only a couple days after that the finances were there that she could buy a brand new couch. So when you take drastic measures, you are setting a clear intention to God, to the universe, that I am done with this and I'm ready for the new thing. I'm ready for the new thing. I am famous for doing that. So for my radical folks, I want you to look around your home and get rid of the things that are in your physical space that are no longer exciting to you. The next point is to, in keeping your atmosphere amazingly powerful, is to keep fresh flowers. Fresh flowers are either plants. I have been the type of person that killed plants on a regular basis, so I had to get some plants that did not require that much attention, but I have them, and they've been staying alive. But I also enjoy fresh flowers so, so, so much that I buy them for myself on a regular basis. So keep fresh flowers in your home as well. Excuse me. The next point is to, I want you to make a list of things in your house that are broken, and I want you to get them fixed. That is keeping your atmosphere conducive to where you're going. If your closet handle is broke, and it's been broke for a couple years now, and you've just kind of been grabbing the door because the handle is gone, get the doorknob fixed. If your cabinet is broken off of your your kitchen cabinet, get it fixed. Make sure your home, your atmosphere is conducive to where you're going. We may think that those little things don't really mean anything, but they are really eating up our time. And quite frankly, they're not cute. It's not really pretty, and it's not really inviting. So if you can, go around your house, make a list, even if you don't have the finances right now. Setting the intention is the important part. Make a list of everything that you need to get fixed in your home and watch the money show up. We often don't even take action on things because we say, well, I know I only have X amount of dollars in the bank, and I know I don't have the money to get this fixed, so I'll just deal with it when I get the money. No, make the list of things that need to be fixed in my home. When you do that, I promise you, money will show up because you're setting the intention. It's as if you're saying, I believe that this is going to happen. I believe that I can get this fixed. I believe that I can get this taken care of. So make a list of things in your home that need to get fixed and set the intention that you're going, that the money is going to show up so you can make your home pretty and conducive to where you're going. The next point is to get matching plates and cups and dishes and stop saying that, you know, this is my dishes that I use on special occasions. Every single day is a special occasion. So if you've got some gorgeous plates stored away somewhere, I want those to be your everyday plates that you use, your everyday crystals and your glassware, everything. Make sure everything matches. It changes everything, and it makes you feel so warm and fuzzy inside, and it makes everything inviting. So write that down on your list. If your cups and your plates and stuff like that, if you got 7-Eleven Big Gulp cups in there, get rid of all that stuff. Make it look uniform. You will love it. You will enjoy it, and people will enjoy being in your space as well. The next thing is to call forth the things you want to experience in your life and in your business. You change your atmosphere. You change your world. You change the very fiber of your being when you open your mouth. So you have the power to order business in your business. You have the power to speak clients in your business. If you're going around saying, you know, I got this side business I'm trying to start and hoping to get new clients. No, call forth that you have clients. When I first started coaching, I was working with my very first coach that I ever worked with, and she asked me, how many clients do you think you can handle? And I told her. She told me to get file folders for each client that I wanted to work with on a monthly basis and call that forth. Make sure, or she said, to make sure that you're set up for the thing that you're calling in. That's another thing. We talked about that the other night. So you want to call, you have the power to call things into existence with the words that you speak in your life, in your business, in your relationships, in your finances, in your health, in your wealth, in everything. Make sure you are always speaking life. Do not wake up and say, oh my goodness, this job is making me sick. No, say this job is giving me life because it is helping me get to where I ultimately want to be. So call forth the things that you want to experience in your life. The next point, and we're almost done, ladies. I got three more points. The next point is to create a home office in your house, even if you are not a business owner. Even if you are not a business owner, have a home office because you are the CEO of you. This is everything. You want to set up this home office because it's going to give you the power and the realization that you really are at the driver's seat. When you sit at that desk and you order your day, if you journal there, if you have your coffee there, you light your candle there, you got your computer set up, even if you are not an entrepreneur, it will give you a sense of power and authority when you have a home office, even if you're not an entrepreneur. The next point is confidence. Ladies, 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 have some confidence within yourself. And a lack of confidence, if you feel that you are experiencing a lack of confidence is simply not knowing what you're capable of. That's all it is. A lack of confidence is simply from people not knowing what they are capable of. So make a list of all your gifts and talents and skills and abilities, and there's your confidence right there. That is, you just need the courage to go out and do those things. But your confidence comes from knowing what it is that you can do and knowing what it is that you can contribute to the rest of this world. The next point is to have some substance about yourself. Make sure that you are always learning something new, and make sure that you can have conversations with people that don't look like you, that are from different backgrounds than you. More often than not, we want to gravitate towards people that look like us and that talk like us and that grew up in the same town that we grew up in. No, God is calling us to be big and to do bigger things. So you want to make sure you have some substance within yourself so you can, you're always learning something new. Pick up a new language or pick up a new skill, but always make sure that you are being a woman of substance. So when you open your mouth, you have something to say, and people will want to stop and listen to you. And I said I had three more, but that was it. That is all that I have for you ladies on tonight. And, oh, we are on perfect, perfect timing. I'm going to go through these points quickly, and then I'm going to open back up if anybody has any questions about tonight, and then I'll give you guys your homework assignment. So quickly, number one, make places better because you were there. The next one is date yourself on a weekly basis. The next one is how do you show up for other people, recognizing how you show up for other people. The next point is to let stuff go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. The next one is keep your book dressed. People judge books by their cover. The next one is get to know your body so you can feel sexy everywhere you go and shift the atmosphere. And sexy does not just equate to sex either. The next point is to saturate your atmosphere with the word of God when you leave your home. The next point is to protect your energy at all times. The next one is to be nice to people. The next one is to ask God to reduce you to love. And I recommend Joyce Meyer's book called Reduce Me to Love. The next one is no gossiping. The next one is invest in yourself, not just in your hair and your nail and your clothes. The next point is to remain open, refrain from saying those two words, I know. The next one is continuously ask yourself, what do I want? We're always asking other people what they want. Ask yourself, what do you want? The next one is, what's in your physical space that you no longer enjoy, and get rid of it? The next one is to keep fresh flowers and plants in your home. The next point is to get things fixed in your house, even if you don't have the finances right now to do so. At least create the list of things that you need to get fixed. The next thing is get matching plates and cups and dishes and crystals and all that stuff so your kitchen can be inviting. The next one is to call forth the things that you want to experience in your life, in your business, in your relationships, your health, your wealth, in every aspect of your life. The next one is to create a home office, even if you are not an entrepreneur. The next one is confidence. Experience your confidence by knowing what it is that you can do. And the last point is to have some substance within yourself so when you open up your mouth, people will want to listen to you talk. I am going to go ahead and open up and then give out tonight's homework assignment. Awesome. Ladies, does anybody have any questions before we end on tonight? Can somebody let me know you can hear me or somebody
yes.
Say, okay,
yes.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right, so no questions, no comments? All right. No, tonight's homework is going to – was that someone speaking?
I'm sorry. I was just saying no questions.
Oh, okay, okay.
I have no questions.
Okay. Tonight's homework is – are you guys ready for this? Tonight's homework is to go back over these classes in your journal and find a homework assignment that you have not done yet and do that. That is your homework assignment. I don't want us to keep showing up here every single night getting all this information and not doing something about it. So that's our homework assignment for tonight is to go. I have one thing on my list that I can go back and do. So like I said, ladies, I'm taking this challenge with you. So there is something that I need to do that I was not able to get to the other night. So ladies, thank each and every one of you for showing up on tonight. And I will see you ladies the same time, same place tomorrow. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com or call 1-866-920-7020.